If you have been to Cavalier's Odissio, you'll remember that music. It is my great pleasure to welcome one of the writers from this amazing show called Cavalier. His name is Stephen Paulson. Nice to meet you, Stephen.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you for having us.
You're from California. You started horseback riding when you were about 13 years old. Yep. Western style, English style, what?
English style, more polo and a little jumping here and there, but mostly polo.
Okay, so horses have always been part of your life. Sports were part of your life if you did polo.
Correct.
And how did you turn that into Cavalier?
Yeah, so I kind of just played polo. I always had my love of horses. And then when I decided to go to school after playing polo professionally, I had a friend in the circus and she was like, hey, we're in California. I would love for you to come audition and join me on this adventure. And I came and auditioned and I got it. And then I'm here since.
Well, it's about a year and a half that you've been part of the team. And let's talk about that team. The stars of the show are the horses, and you're the supporting players. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, and they know. They are, when they get on stage, they fully act the part.
65 different horses, 12 different breeds. How many horses do you personally interact with?
Yep, so on a day-to-day, we have each about 7 to 8. So I have my four Liberty horses, Liberty meaning freedom in French. And so that is where the horses, as you've seen the show, have no equipment. We use our body language, our energy, our voice, and that's how we kind of guide them around in a pattern. So that's the real pleasure is being able to interact with these horses without anything, you know?
Are you giving them any food?
No, we don't do food. Yeah, because food—
Because some people look at that and they say, because your hands sometimes go close to pet them, so some say, they're feeding them.
Exactly.
Not true.
Yeah, there's one scene where, like, we'll kind of, maybe one person will have a little just to re-encourage the behavior if that's not, like, a Liberty movement. But for the most part, it's all positive energy and body language. So you'll see us a lot touching their foreheads. That's a sign of a good job. So if I touch their forehead, you'll see them lower their head too after, and they'll chomp their lips. And that kind of is them relaxing and getting into it.
Now, take us through an average performance day. How early in the morning are you up?
Yeah, so it's pretty early. We work long hours. So it's kind of, we say we spend more time with the horses than we do each other because being that I have 7 horses I work with every day, it's a full-time commitment. Like, I know exactly what my horse is feeling like. So we'll come in the morning around 9. We'll stretch the horses, take them out, just let them have a good run around, see how they're feeling. Of course, we can catch anything then and go whatever need to happen, go through it.
Do horses get a day off occasionally if they're not well?
Every Monday they'll have a day off. And then depending upon how they're feeling, we'll share the workload between all of us, you know. Mm-hmm. So some horses do different acts. So we kind of do that throughout the day. And then we'll have a rehearsal, maybe enter a new horse. We always have new horses. We always like to retire the horses before they need to be retired. So it's so nice for us. I actually adopted one of the horses from Vancouver. I adopted him, and I sent him down to San Diego. So he's living the life on the beach in California waiting for me.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so it's really fun that we kind of get to do that. And they really like the artists to take the horses when they're done, you know, if we can, or there's an adoption program in Sutton.
So spending the time, what are you doing? Are you training constantly?
It could be
retraining?
Anything. It could be playing tag, I like to say, is my favorite game. And I have an Instagram where I kind of try and post all my tag videos. But I'm playing tag with horses. So I'll set them out free, and we'll really be playing tag. I'll hide behind the pillar. I'll hide behind a post. We have some balls that we'll hide behind. And then you take off running, and they'll just be hauling after you, trying to catch you. So it's kind of more bringing out their emotions. And on stage is like a playground for them. They don't get to go on stage unless it's stage time. So you'll really see them light up when they're on stage.
Now, there are, in the stables, I understand, 10 of these huge showers.
Yep.
So they're well looked after. They have their own private space where they can lay down. They can roll if they want to.
Yep.
And after the show, the horses are braided, so their mane stays healthy. When do they sleep?
When I sleep, too. You know,
yeah, really.
We probably finish at 11, and then we're back at 9. So they have that good time. We're so lucky here. We have actually grass paddocks. I know you've seen the show, but if you can go to the back, there's actually paddocks with grass, which is huge for us. You know, in the middle of a city, here our horses are with grass paddocks. We have a walker. So they get lots of R&R time where they just get to, you know, be horses and kind of hang out with each other, and they have their groups of friends that they get to be with.
And gourmet dining for the horses, I mean, not
yep.
you guys.
Yep. Yeah, so they each have 8 meals a day. So they have hay, they have their grain throughout the whole day. They have, you know, they get the works.
No treats?
Treats are rare, but there'll be maybe apples at the end of the show or on a Sunday, just because we do like to have it be a bit more about the connection and the bond rather than, hey, come and I'll give you food. You know, it's more about come because you want to come, not because I'm bribing you. You know?
So the horses are the main part of Cavalier's Odissio, but there are many, many other things that humans do.
Yep.
Who are those amazing acrobats?
Yeah, so that's some of my dearest friends are the acrobats, and it is amazing. Like, coming here, a professional rider, I know how to make a horse do cool tricks and all this stuff, but me, I don't know how to touch my head to my, you know, toes and all these cool tricks. So it's pretty astonishing seeing what they can do and how they can move their bodies.
The backflips, the yep. pyramids, the human pyramids they make. You got great musicians there. How long does it take for you to train one of these horses from the moment that horse arrives at Cavalier until it's ready to perform on stage?
Yeah, probably. It depends on the horse, of course, like anything. If their personality, how it's so much to look at. We have an audience. We have a band. We have guys flipping, like you said. We have guys on stilts doing backflips. So, but that's one of my greatest pleasures is taking a new horse that, you know, has maybe gone trail riding and lived a life on a farm and then take them to see this world. And it's so fun because we can really pull out their personality. We, you know, we spend so much time with them. We really get to see them react to stilters, react to being free and just being a horse, you know, where kind of before they probably had like a set guideline of, okay, you'll be ridden at this time. Where for us, it's just more about playing, you know, and seeing them shine.
Sounds like a great job.
Yeah, I mean, not complaining.
Hey, I thank you so much for taking time to come and visit with us today and tell us a little bit more. One of Cavalier's riders, Stephen Paulson, and under the white big top next to the Hershey Center in Mississauga, Odissio by Cavalier continues with matinee and evening shows through till July the 16th. And if you want more information, the schedule, and tickets, here's where you go. Cavalier.com/Mississauga. That's Cavalier, Cavalia.com/Mississauga. A little more of the music you produce.
Yep.
And again, thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
The finale music from Cavalier's Odissio. It's under the white big top next to the Hershey Center in Mississauga on a stage that's bigger than a hockey rink. It's just an amazing show. Matinee and evening shows are scheduled through Sunday, July 16th. And if you want to know more and get tickets, visit cavalier.com/Mississauga. Canada Day weekend coming up. I hope you're going to stay tuned.